This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday, the 10th of November, this is supposed to be some kind of, when it comes to holidays, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the DJV show. I think we have too many holidays. There are too many unproductive moments that are wasted in the name of people like Christopher Columbus. However, in terms of Veterans Day, I do not have that same opinion. I don't have that same feeling. I don't have that same thought pattern because I believe, I don't believe in the wars that we've been involved in for the past 50 years, for the most part. A couple of exceptions. Desert Storm is probably one of them. But fellas and gals, does that sound subservient? Is fellas and gals, is that okay to refer to soldiers as fellas and gals?
The men and women, I think, would probably be
well,
okay.
This is a little more, this is a little warm.
I mean, it's like guys and dolls in the in the service.
In a way. They have, by the way, they have beauty pageants in for women in the service. And they have also...
They do?
There are various competitions they have with men in the service. They have clubs and all kinds of things that represent the rest of the real world. You didn't know that?
Never knew that.
Really? You've learned something from me already this hour, Victoria.
I kind of don't fully believe you that they're
Come on.
Jen, do you know anything about this?
I don't know anything about a beauty pageant, but, you know, hey, look, I'm sure they probably have talent competitions.
Yeah,
I mean, they'd probably have a lot of opportunities to, like, you know, try to have a distraction from what they're doing. So, I don't know. I'm not going to say agree or disagree. I would think it sounds a little shady, though.
Excuse me?
Are you making this up?
I mean, I would totally understand strength competitions, endurance competitions,
they
like things
those.
Like that. Right.
Yeah, have,
but a
yeah.
beauty pageant?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll leave that to the ages. Meanwhile, Veterans Day is actually tomorrow, but for some it is observed today. Post office is going to be open today, but not tomorrow, because tomorrow is the real holiday. Banks closed today. Government offices, local, state, national, are pretty much closed. But you can go shop in honor of your favorite veteran and get some extra special deals on sheets. That'll be good. And buy a new car. I actually saw one of the things as an adjunct to that. Here locally, there's a car dealership that every year gives away a car to a veteran.
There's
no promotion. They just have the veterans who want to sign up for the drawing come in to the store, and they sign up, it's a lottery. They put their names, and they have thousands of men and women that come in every year, and I saw a story last night, a fellow who won the car. Well, it looked to be about 50, and he lost a leg in, I think it was Desert Storm, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. But I think he served in Afghanistan. Maybe it was Afghanistan, anyway. But, wow, this guy hasn't been able to find work. The story was really heart-wrenching, and here he is with a brand-new car. And because of that, this is the sort of ripple effect, because he won the car and got all this attention, he's been offered several jobs.
Aww.
So... Isn't that, I mean, under the circumstances, it's so hard for some of these men and women who get hurt like this in these ridiculous situations that we put them in. And to have that kind of support for them is really, I think, there's something to be proud of there.
I don't don't own a business, but if I did, I would make hiring a veteran a priority.
A priority, absolutely.
Yeah, I just don't understand why it's not. I mean, some companies it is. I don't want to say that no one does this.
Yeah.
Some companies it is, but it just seems like that's a no-brainer.
We've had ads over the years, Jennifer. Remember we had one, I think, just for Victoria. It may have been when you were just coming on board last year, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
It was a company that was advertising for, they had like 8,000 jobs, and they were all over the world. And he'd come on this program. Matter of fact, now I remember it very well because he never paid me. He stitched me.
Oh, boy.
I remember
just
having lunch with...
Add to the list.
excuse me. That's not something to laugh about, really, in these times. But anyway, I believed in... This guy was such a great salesman. He had a company that was in the oil business, and he was looking for 8,000 employees in various ways, and... He took me to lunch. He wined me a dime. You got a great program. I'd like to advertise on it. So I fell for it, and
you got swindled.
Oh man, did I get packed? Whew. But anyway, I think we connected hundreds of people for job opportunities. And you know what? So I get stiffed for 30 or 40 grand under the circumstances.
Okay, that's a lot of money. That's not what
it is.
That's a lot. Wow. Okay.
Wow. The worst stiffing I ever took was from the agency for AT&T. Jennifer, I don't know that you and your father get in on this or not. I know that Radio America, that's the originating network for this program, got stiffed too by the same agency. I had to eat about $86,000 12 years ago. Oh, yeah. It was, oof. Why? How did we get off of this?
I feel like that might have been before my time. I don't
remember. Celebrate. Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
Celebrating.
I think you might have been screaming about that, and it would have sunk
in. Yeah, right. Anyway, so back to observing Veterans Day. It's very apparent to me that we have a lot of people who acknowledge those who are in uniform or those who are in the service. And I don't want to speculate as to how sincere some of it is. I just think... The more of it that is done, perhaps the better. The more aware we are. See, we can see somebody in an airport. I heard this all over. I bet I heard it 25 times in the last couple of weeks on my trips. Men and women in the service, people would see them, thank you for service, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when it gets right down to it, how much do you really know about what they're doing? How much do you want to know about what they're doing? How much should we know about what they're doing? And why? I think that's really, you remember, wasn't it 2 or 3 weeks ago we got into a discussion about somebody that I met when I was in Iraq that was washing cars. He had PTSD, and I wondered out loud why he was there. And you all told me that you thought somebody had to do it, so why not somebody like that that couldn't actually be in the field? Is that a paraphrase of our conversation?
That's about right, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to separate out, in terms of those who wear the uniform, who the people that we acknowledge for being in the service, and those who really have been in harm's way and are heroes. You don't wear a badge. Well, I guess you actually do, if you're looking carefully. For those who have been in service and been wounded, or they did something that was extraordinary, I think there are, but most people wouldn't recognize that. And I think maybe you get to be too far or too gone into the weeds here to try to separate out those who ought to be acknowledged. But if you got somebody in your family, you got a friend, it's the other, excuse me, the other thing that's becoming more and more apparent is that we as a population we're further and further away. How many people do you know in your life, Victoria, who have served, and Jennifer, Kara, who have actually been in the service? How many people in your family? How many people in your circle of friends? How many people do you know who've actually worn a uniform?
In my circle, just my grandfather, who was in World War II, but I don't have any other family members.
No friends who have been in service your age?
No. Well, I have siblings of friends, but no one that I'm close with.
He's close to. Okay, Jennifer, what about you?
As far as people my age, nobody that I know of in my close, at least in my close circle. I mean, I have some extended friends and family, but my uncle served, my great uncle served. Our family definitely had people serving. My great uncle served in the Korean War. So we have some connections to that. My uncle was lucky.
But you understand the drift of my question, why I've asked it.
Yeah.
And Kara, what about you? Have you got anybody in your family circle of friends that have been in service?
Yeah, not my circle of friends, only my grandfather as well, and he served in the Korean War, but really was only in Korea after the fighting was over, and then he was working on technology there, not actually on the front lines or anything.
Yeah.
Not to take away from his experience.
No, but it makes my point that it is, and I wonder who all these people are. If nobody knows any of them, who are these people and where do they come from? There are, what is it, 1.4 million, I think, in the Army who are active duty soldiers who actually can put on a uniform and carry a gun. I think it's something like that, 1.2 million, 1.4 million. And none of us know. There's no one that I know, and I know a lot of people. I don't know anybody that I can think of off the top of my head who has worn a uniform.
Well, I'm
in my circle.
Yeah, because I'm friends on Facebook with people that I went to high school with who were in the Marines. I guess I did technically have my brother-in-law, his best friend growing up, join the Marines. But he was only in it for a few years, and I don't think he actually served on the front lines or anything. But I feel like it's a community that if you know someone in it, then kind of like everyone that you know is in it. But otherwise, if you're outside of the community, you don't necessarily know anyone.
Yeah.
And I actually have to revise because I actually have a friend from grade school who, a female, went into, I think I talked about her not too long ago. She, and I totally forgot, I don't know why she didn't jump into my mind, but she's still serving in the military. She has been for years, decades.
More and more women are going into the service and serving in all areas. I think that's appropriate, frankly. Some of these folks really they work in an arena where they have to be the same as men in terms of physicality, and that's really something. I think that's an achievement when you get into those areas. Today is Marine Corps Day as well. Marine Corps birthday celebrated this time of year. There's a big ball, I think, in Washington, isn't it? And that this is back to it was actually started in 1775 when the Continental Marines were established. But
there is a big gala, but I would assume it's D.C.
Yeah, that would
make sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure when it is. They also have the huge Marine Corps Marathon, which was just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's food for thought in here, and as we go through the day today and the day tomorrow, perhaps it's worth your time to observe and acknowledge, and not just say thank you for your service. Let's, you know, find out a little bit more about some of the people that you come across. Probably a worthwhile conversation. You'd learn a lot. I think, frankly, if people were closer to a lot of these men and women who are serving, we might not have as much activity as we do that seems to be of question. That is, very specifically, why are we still in Afghanistan? No one has a good explanation for that or a good answer for that. Nobody. And the same can be said, I suppose, for Iraq, but it's a little bit different there. Okay, so with that in mind, let me help you, ladies. I think you've been able to help yourself, actually, at this point. The story with I went yesterday, because I did a lot of walking while I was in Italy, and my knee has been bothering me, and so I went to see my acupuncture lady and the physical therapist and working on all of this stuff. But it's funny, yesterday morning, and also because I didn't bring the krill oil with me overseas, but I've started back on it again, it's amazing how quickly it gets to point. And the point is that krill omega 50 with CoQ10 from Purity is a fabulous way for you to take care of these aches and pains. This is a small little capsule that delivers superb health benefits. It's great for everything in your body, but most for the joints and places that ache. Oy, man, is this great. So the CoQ10 also gives you extra energy. You need extra energy? You have it. This is a great program. Those of you who are on it, you're swearing by it. I know you are. And I got a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 for all those people listening when you call 800-355-1493. Call it right now. 800-355-1493 for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. 800-355-1493. Free right now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
But one day you'll meet the girl before you never find. Stop eating things you never felt, spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold on you. And when you start to fall, you hold on to your pride. Start building up your walls and never let her get inside. You'll push her away, cause that's all you know how to do. And if she leaves, and you are begging not to go, ask me how I know.
It's from Garth Brooks' album last year, Gunslinger. First top 10 hit in about 10 years. First since his 2014 return to regular recording and touring. He's in the crosshairs of some rumors or criticism, probably a better way of putting it, because he lip-synced at the CMA Awards performance. He got Entertainer of the Year. That trophy was big, but the evening wasn't smooth sailing. He has taken some heat because he sang this song. Well, he didn't really sing it. It was lip-synced. A lot of speculation about this says, I mean, you get a close-up of somebody who's lip-syncing, you can kind of tell pretty much.
Yeah, they're not doing it right.
And people seem to know right away on social media.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this is pretty dumb. I mean, I understand. It doesn't look great to lip-sync, and if you can sing live, you should. Yeah. But everybody knows. Garth's career has been how long? I mean, he came out in the early 90s.
I was going to say almost 30 years.
Yeah, he sings live in his shows. He sings live on stage at award shows. Everybody has seen Garth sing. It's not like Ashley Simpson on Saturday Night Live where no one had seen her sing and no one knew if she really could. I mean, we know that Garth could perform.
Wasn't Vanilla? Wasn't there a controversy about a group called Vanilla Ice or something like that?
Millie Vanilli. I mean, so everybody has seen Garth. It's not like he's hiding out and pretending be something he's not. Yeah. This is a guy who did 12 shows in 10 days, and his voice was thrashed, and he just couldn't sing. And wouldn't you rather have him do that than make a jerk of himself trying to screech away with a sore throat? I mean, I would.
The funny thing is, I'm on the total opposite end of that. I think, there have been so many horrifically bad award show performances where people have sung. Garth on a bad day is still better than 90% of people out there. And that song is there. That's not a lot of range in that song. That's almost like a talk sing kind of song. I was surprised when I actually heard which song he lip synced, and it just doesn't seem like that's a difficult. It's not like a ballad with a lot of range and notes and stuff. It just seemed like that's a weird one. And then he was talking at the press conference afterwards, and he sounded fine. So it just seems very weird. weird.
Well, you know, the deal is with him, I mean, I know that he can sing because I've seen him in concert a bazillion times. And at the end of a concert, he'll take requests and dedications from the audience and will play songs that are not his that he, you know, might that might challenge him a bit. But he does every single one. So it's not like he can't do it. You know, so I give him a pass here. Really good in concert, by the way, if you get a chance.
I saw him once a couple of years ago. I thought he was quite good. All right, so this is Much Ado About Nothing. So those of you who are all worked up about it, get a life. He has wrapped up his three-year... This was 3 years this tour has been going on. Nashville Bridgestone Arena. Tickets on sale today for that show. So, and the ratings on this, as far as television is concerned, were fabulous. Probably number one show of the week. 14-15 million viewers. That's a lot for a network TV show these days.
Well, adding 2 million viewers from last year's broadcast is impressive.
Yeah, and a lot of them were there to get to watch Garth Brooks. You can be sure of that. All right, also in the country world, stretch of highway in Northern California, renamed in honor of Merle Haggard. Interstate 5 and Highway 44 in Redding near Chico. Those of you listening in the Redding-Chico area, you know this area. The Merle Haggard Memorial Overpass, 10 miles from his home in Palo Cedro, where he passed away last April. No, a year ago April. Local residents got together raising money to pay for a couple of signs. And his wife and youngest daughter dedicated a memorial. So that's cool. The acknowledgement of Merle Haggard in Northern California. 28 after the hour on the DJB Experience. Gotta buy my kids
a brand new pair. The more you talk about how bad others are, the worse you look. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I've met people obsessed with wanting to convince others how bad certain people are in their lives. These people can't seem to let go of trying to convince me, or others for that matter, of how terrible the person is who hurt them. But here's the thing. The more obsessed they become with talking about that person, the more they are consumed by negativity. And the same is true with you. If you've been hurt by someone and find yourself trying to tell others how bad or terrible that person is, then just keep in mind that at some point, you will definitely need to let that go. Otherwise, you will have been consumed by that person's negativity. For help letting go of pain, visit drchristianconti.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Exactly the right place to be at the right time, 34 after the hour, Friday on the radio and elsewhere. Don't forget, you can get the weekly podcast of the DJV Show at djvshow.com. How clever was that of us to figure that out? How about it, boys and girls? Pretty cool, huh? The djvshow.com website, where you can find the podcast that Kara puts together every week of some of the really pithy pieces of broadcast history. Yes, here we are. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, brought to you by the folks at Krill Omega 50. Don't forget to get a free bottle as I speak to you. Krill Omega 50 plus the CoQ10 it has in it. Call today. Call now. 800-355-1493. Call right now. 800-355-1493. You get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50, plus with the CoQ10, all right? Get that, and you will be very happy. Why not get something free? Hello, free, free! The People in the News segment of our program starts with Rand Paul. Sure you ladies talked about him being affronted, confronted, attacked.
Weirdest story ever.
So what do we know about
story,
this guy,
crazy.
Rene Boucher? Is he a fellow that lives near...
Next door.
Rand Paul? next
share
door.
The property line, yeah. That's part of the problem, apparently.
Okay. So he tackled Paul from behind as he was mowing his lawn, broke six of his ribs, and bruised his lungs. This is, I first heard about this over there. I thought, oh, well, it's not that big a deal. But apparently it is kind of a big deal. So this guy's
in court.
If those
lungs had hit his heart or lungs, or, I mean, come on.
I mean, the ribs.
That's right. Yeah. And gosh, if, you know, you think about him, he's out there mowing his grass, and he said he didn't know anything that hit him until he was looking up off the ground. This guy said that initially that this was like a yard dispute over like yard trimmings and leaves, but now it looks like the FBI is involved and they're investigating this for maybe a politically motivated attack, because this guy had a Facebook page and it had all this anti-Trump stuff, anti-Republican stuff, and now the page has been mysteriously taken down. Now, his lawyer says that it was just a yard dispute, but people are starting to say this is just a little too weird because we didn't even know that this was a big feud between the two neighbors, and so now they're looking into it. And
this guy's a doctor. They're both doctors.
They used to work together when they were doctors. Well, when Rand Paul was a doctor.
And Rand Paul's been tweeting or retweeting stories that says that this was politically motivated. So then people are saying, well, does he think it was politically motivated? It's a really weird story.
Yeah, but the guy, he pled not guilty yesterday when he went to court.
Yeah.
Which is even kind of stranger. All right, well, Rand Paul, I always have had a great respect for him, frankly. I like him because of his ideas and his gumption, if that's a good word for it. He's really, I think, got a lot going for him. I can't
but
say the same.
It is funny, though, that the other guy who is the developer, and he's also a neighbor in this, I'm assuming this is a gated community, but he said he that Rand Paul never liked the rules of the association or wherever, the whatever you want to call it, the neighborhood, the rules regarding like grass clippings and leaves and stuff. Uh-huh. So I don't know. I mean, there might actually be something to the yard dispute. I mean, it could be political, of course.
Well,
that's where we
not
all
dumping
went.
The clippings on.
Well, apparently he grows like pumpkins and other weird plants and stuff in his yard, which I don't really have a problem with. But Rand Paul does.
What's weird about pumpkins?
Most people don't grow pumpkins in their backyard in a family neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I don't get it either, because if it's really that big of an issue, if he's like not mowing his grass or doing weird stuff, then don't you have to pay like association charges or community charges?
If
you live in a really, it's a gated community, so can't they just like fine him or kick him out or something if he's not abiding by the rules of the community?
Well, they can't kick him out, but according to this guy who's the developer of this, you know, of this neighborhood, he said that Rand Paul was not a fan. They had to have a stern talking with him because he was not following the rules.
I can identify with that. Maybe that's why I like him so much. There are a lot of stupid rules in these communities, but, you know, you sign on.
But then don't move into the community.
Right, exactly. You sign into it on for when you move into the community. All right, so that's Rand Paul's update under the circumstances. We wish him well. So here's the next Republican fiasco. This guy, Roy Moore, who apparently, at least the allegations are, and this is one of these things, I have no love for this guy from what I've heard of him. I thought the guy that Trump supported for the senator's slot was better than this guy. But anyway, what comes to mind are a couple of things. Number one, we seem to be, this last two or three weeks, we seem to be convicting people before they are actually given a chance to maybe answer the call, answer the question, answer the accusations. But usually we're, especially with guys like this, I have found in my experience over the years, where there's smoke, there's fire. The first time I ever looked at this guy, I thought, what a hypocrite. And I don't know why I thought that. I just thought, as I looked at him, that he was a $4 bill, which is worse than a $3 bill. $3 bill, phonies, $4, you get it. He just comes across that way. So even Mitch McConnell said, hey, listen, pal, if these have any semblance of credibility, you better get the hell out of here because you'll never make it in Washington. We don't want anything to do with you. So do we have any update? What's he accused of? I heard it was a teenage girl that he kind of got hoochie-cooed with a number of years ago. Is that true? What do we know about this guy?
She claims she was 14, I think.
Ugh,
and he was 32, and he was making sexual advances on her. I think she's a friend of the family or something.
But what's happened now, this could be politically motivated. You never can tell. That's the problem with these things.
Right.
They get thrown out. You know, the stuff against Kevin Spacey seems to have, there's some energy behind it. And Weinstein and those kind of, you know, that stuff. But and I'm certainly not going to stick up for this guy because I think he's a Neanderthal. But I think we go on a little fast with some of these things. If he was, where was she at 14 or even, okay, so she became of age at 21 and he would have been 40-something. The guy's what, 70-something now? How old is this bird?
He's an older guy. I mean, he's got to be in his 70s, I would think.
Right.
Well, yeah, I think there are multiple women, too, who are saying he tried to start relationships or sexual things with them when they were... Yeah, there are multiple women who are in who said that they were in their teens. And I guess what... I don't know why it's taken so long to come out, but I guess they said, you know, when they were 18, 19, they were flattered by it, and he was, like, in his mid-30s, and then it wasn't until they started getting older and probably reached that same age that they were, like... Why was this man in his 30s who was kind of in a position of power over them flirting with them and trying to start a relationship?
I mean, I give him a pass. Okay, so for the flirting stuff, when you're 30 and someone's 18, it's kind of creepy. It's totally creeper status, but flirting is flirting, and it's not like they were kids. The 14-year-old is the one that concerns me. I mean, that's something where he actually, or the allegation is that there was
conflict
involved.
But how do you prove him after all these years?
Well, and that's just it. I mean, I'm no fan of Roy Moore. I actually didn't. I mean, I was hoping Luther Strange would get the nomination. He didn't, so now Roy Moore is the nominee for... the Alabama race. It's coming up in less than a month, but I think it's a weird timing and a little convenient that all of a sudden the story comes out now. It's 40 years old. This is a guy who was a very, very controversial judge in Alabama who was very well known, and at any time someone could have come out and said, hey, there's something going on with him. You know, I don't know. I hate discounting people, but when you don't, when you wait so long to report something and to, you know, corroborate your story or at least prove that you told somebody, it's, I don't know.
You know, besides the timing, though, this sexual, you know, harassment, assault issue across Hollywood and politics and stuff is kind of the one issue that doesn't really seem politically motivated. It's, I mean, because it's everyone across the aisle. It's Harvey Weinstein, who supported a lot of Democratic campaigns. And then, I mean, obviously we've seen Weiner, who that's not really in the same boat. He hasn't been necessarily accused of something in the same way as everyone else, but he's going to jail for sexual misconduct. And so it just seems to be everyone across the aisle that we need to be looking at.
I mean, that Louis C.K. came out last night.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the new one.
Well,
and then Jeremy... Go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, just an add-on to that. The only one out of all of this who, from the beginning, has completely denied any of this is Jeremy Piven. And he, I kind of feel like my instinct is I believe him.
I do, too.
He issued a really interesting statement saying that, you know, everything's completely false. And he said he's even offered to take a polygraph to support his innocence. But he said he keeps asking himself, how do you prove something that didn't happen? And so... He also said that he feels like we're entering dark times, which is what you were saying, Doug. And he said allegations are being printed as facts and lives are being put in jeopardy without a hearing, due process, or evidence.
Right.
And he said, you know, destroying careers based on, you know, allegations.
You can bet your bottom dollar that Kevin Spacey's done. He is done.
It feels like he's done. Yep.
Done. So there's Terry Crews. You know who he is? He's in that Brooklyn 99 show. Big guy. He says that he was sexually assaulted by some Hollywood executive as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, you know, there's a gay side to this that doesn't seem to be surfacing that I bet has gone on as well. You know, we hear the regular claims man against women, and once in a blue moon there's a woman who's charged
Mariah Carey.
Well, that is kind of the surprising thing. And was he sexually assaulted or harassed by a woman? Is that what he's saying? Or was it by a male?
I think it was by a man.
That's kind of the surprising thing that is coming out more with, I guess, I mean, that was the whole Kevin Spacey thing, and then Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. So it's coming out more than it ever has.
And Gilles Marini.
Yeah.
Remember, while Doug was away, we talked about, he said he was sexually harassed by men, and he basically said, you know, it's a shame that more men aren't coming forward sharing those stories, and he said he thinks that it might be some ego and some pride, you know, because it's not manly.
I'm thinking about that. I was sexually harassed by a bunch of gay guys when I was 21, 22 years old. I told that story on the air, I think fairly recently, sitting at a table at a restaurant with a bunch of gay guys, and I didn't even know what I was up against until some guy stuck his hand on my leg and kept moving. So, and it wasn't down. He wasn't moving down. So, it was not a
picture pleasant. Doug like a little Mexican jumping bean.
Yeah. So, you know, you wonder, we chuckle about it, but that's sexual harassment, isn't it? I don't
yes.
think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I think if we all, I mean, the
everybody's
sad thing
probably
is,
confronted.
Yeah, I think everybody, if you really, really think hard, you can probably figure out a moment in your life where something was totally inappropriate. And
right.
and that's just what, I mean, how many boundaries? And this is maybe it. Maybe we need to start addressing people who are not raised with the proper boundaries. I mean, there are predators, most definitely, not downplaying that. But then there are a lot of these little things where you go, okay, that was weird. I mean, like Bill Cosby laying in my lap. I mean, I didn't feel, you know, danger in any way. But that was a weird boundary that was crossed. I mean, that was
yeah.
strange.
Yeah. All right. One other or two other people in the people news as we put this together. Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump apparently are going to have a meeting today. They're at this Far East trip into Asia for the president brings him to Vietnam today for an economic summit. And apparently they have agreed to meet sometime, whatever the time. I'm trying to figure out what time of day it is. Yeah, that's the beginning of the day. So they would be on Friday's almost over there now, so they must have had the meeting already. Anybody see any reports about the meeting
I don't
them?
Know if they met or not yet. I know he gave remarks a couple of hours ago at APEC, so I don't know if they actually, if they've met yet.
Yeah. Anyway, well, it'll be interesting to be a...
Sure, there'd be a lot of photo ops.
Fly on
the
wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there'd be a few items. Okay, what are they really talking about? Did he really, you know, that's the, all, whenever that kind of thing happens, all it does is add a little more fuel to the whole discussion of whether Trump and Putin were somehow, through their various operatives, were they colluding to get rid of Hillary Clinton during the election of 2016. All right, so is that ever going to get solved? I doubt it. I don't think Mueller's ever going to get to the bottom of all that because there's too many moving parts to it. At any rate, I think it's interesting to see the two of them together, because you know, Trump's pretty tall. How old is he? 6'5 or something? 6'4? How tall is Trump?
6'3, yeah. I think 6'3. He's about 6'3, yeah.
And Putin's, what, about 5'3?
About 4'2.
In heels?
In heels.
All right, there it is. Okay, here's something that if we talk about benefits all the time. A lot of the companies that I talk about, one of the focus points is obviously the key to why it is that you would benefit by connecting to one of these companies. And Vivint is benefits on top of benefits on top of benefits. This system that will basically create a secure home for you without you even having to be there. That's what I find most interesting. And the best example I keep coming up with is the Amazon guy or the UPS guy or the FedEx guy. All right, you buy lots of things online. I'm getting closer to, Meredith gave me a catalog last. She's got catalogs. I've never seen anybody with as many catalogs as she has. And so she's given me a bunch of things. Here's a good idea for Miles for Christmas and yada, yada. So I'm starting to look through this stuff. And then I'm thinking along these lines, how many people have now gone online and bought tons of stuff for Christmas? And you just, without thinking about it, the guy comes and delivers it and throws it on your front steps. Okay, so then the person next door, the guy that lives next to Rand Paul, is looking for a little action, so he goes over to Rand Paul's front door and takes whatever he's ordered and brings it to his own house. So with the Vivint Smart Home, you don't have to have that worry, because with just you look on the computer, if somebody's there, they notify you, you hit a button, the front door opens and throw the packages in. Fabulous. It's just fabulous. Get security personified. Vivint Home Systems, 855-718-6167. Call them now, 855-718-6167.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Now, 53 past the hour, our weekly overview of the top 5 items from the world of technology, something people look forward to as we go through charts for various reasons. This one is a big one. Oh, actually, the number 5 stories we count down from number 5 to number 1, Victoria Keelan, has to do with Sprint and T-Mobile, who apparently want to get married in the morning. Someday the ding-dong's going to... Remember that? I'm getting married in the morning.
Yes.
Okay.
So, My Fair Lady.
You want to help us out here?
Well, yes. So the number 5 story, Sprint and T-Mobile have ended their merger talks. This is a big story. This would have put them right square up against AT&T and Verizon in the cellular world. They are the 3rd and 4th most popular networks. This has been going on for 2 years now. They've been talking about this, and the CEOs have kind of gone back and forth, and it turns out they just couldn't seem to come to an agreement, and they've walked away completely from the talks. So this was obviously the stock in T-Mobile and Sprint both dropped. Everyone was really, this was a highly anticipated merger that would have been great, I think, in a lot of ways, but they just couldn't come up with terms that both companies could live with. So it's too bad. There's basically, Sprint has 54 million subscribers, T-Mobile has 70 million, and now they're, and you know, where AT&T has 135, Verizon has 115, so now they're just basically going to be stuck in the 3rd and 4th distant positions unless they can come, you know, revisit this, but it doesn't look like they're going to.
Ah, gee, what a shame. Number 4 this week, as we cut our way up to number 1, privacy concerns galore again.
Mm-hmm. This one specifically is the iPhone 10, which actually came out, Doug, while you were in Italy.
Yeah.
And I actually have the iPhone 10, and the facial recognition software has replaced the home button and the thumbprint. So now anytime you just pick up your phone, it basically can open your phone from a lot of different angles of your face. It's very cool technology. However, there are some people who are concerned because Apple is actually granting third-party developers access to the iPhone 10 data, the face data, and so a lot of people are concerned about privacy and thinking, you know, which is understandable. Even Senator Al Franken actually wrote an open letter to Apple CEO Tim Cook expressing the same concerns. It turns out, though, it's really not what people think. If you've ever used a Snapchat filter, which takes a map of your face and then adds a unicorn or the little woodland fairy or whatever it is, it adds that to your face, and it's the same type of data. So it's really not a privacy concern, and people really don't need to be worried about it.
All right, so there we go. That's number four. Number three, a familiar focus on Netflix.
This one is a bad one. Netflix subscribers are the latest target of a new phishing scam, which unfortunately is working. It's very legitimate looking. It is very scary. And a lot of people are, basically you get an email if you're a Netflix subscriber and it says, we need to update your billing information. And people are logging on to what looks like Netflix. This is a very elaborate scam. And then they ask people to enter in all of their personal information again, including their credit card. And that is where they get you. And Netflix has 109 million subscribers, and they say a few million people have already fallen victim to this. So Netflix says if you get an email like this, they're not looking for billing information. Call Netflix or go online to their website, and they have instructions on what to do.
Yeah. All right. Look out for that.
Yeah.
Number two this week, one of the biggies, Apple. Obviously, what would the week be if we didn't have a Google or an Apple or some kind of story from one of these guys? Apple's a big
blood problem. No Amazon this week.
No Amazon. Okay.
Well, the iOS 11.1 is the newest newest update from Apple, and it has caused such an annoying bug that when you type the letter I, like I am going to the store, instead of actually having I be printed on your text screen or your email, it autocorrects to the capital letter A with like a weird barcode. And the fix for this, they have not issued a new bug fix yet, but the way to work around it is either to turn off your autocorrect, which can be annoying because, you know, we all live by autocorrect, or you can actually type a shortcut, and we've put the instructions up on our Facebook page if you do need that. You can also Google Apple shortcut. It's pretty much everywhere now, but that was a huge bug that it really, really got to a lot of people this week.
All right. Number one, this is a quickie, the AT&T I guess offshoot of what they have to do to get approval to buy Time Warner.
Yeah, AT&T's $85 million bid to acquire Time Warner is not going to happen by the end of this year, which they had hoped it would, and the DOJ is getting involved now. So look for this to be a continuing story.
Huh. Aha! All right, good job, Victoria Keelan, at 59 past the hour.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.